1 Samuel. This man went up out of his city annually to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And there the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests to the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 3. They rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord. And they returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 19. Therefore also I have let the Lord have him. As long as he lives, he will be dedicated to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 28. After that you will come to the hill of God, where the garrison of the Philistines is. And when you come there to the city, you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with a harp, a tambourine, a flute, and a lyre before them. And they will prophesy. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 5. Now therefore, please pardon my sin and return with me, that I may worship the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 25. 2 Samuel. So David did not allow the ark of the Lord to be brought to him in the city of David. Instead, David redirected it to the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. The ark of the Lord remained at the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and his entire household. 2 Samuel chapter 6 verses 10 through 11. So David arose from the ground, washed, anointed himself, and changed his garments. Then he entered the house of the Lord and worshipped. He then went in to his own house. When he asked, they set down food for him and ate. 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 20. When David came to the summit where he would worship God, Hushai the Archite approached him with his coat torn and dirt on his head. 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 32. Now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, And the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. 2 Samuel chapter 23 verses 1 through 2, King James Version. 1 Kings. But if you and your sons turn in any way from following me, and do not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut Israel out of the land which I have given them, and I will cast this house, which I have consecrated for my name, out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. 1 Kings chapter 9 verses 6 through 7. And they will answer, because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and took hold of other gods, and have worshipped and served them. That is why the Lord has brought all this disaster upon them. 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 9. I will tear the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, because they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Molech, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways, and have not done that which is right in my eyes, to keep my statutes and judgments, as his father David had done. 1 Kings chapter 11 verses 31 through 33.